约翰福音三章十六节。
The first one is, I'm sure a lot of people can recite, is John 3:16.
约翰福音三章第十六节。
John 3:16.
在新约的一百二十八面。约翰福音三章十六节。
John
3:16. 好，早早我们一起来念。我们用恭敬的心来念神的话。好，一起来。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，我们再能不能把它记下来？我想上个礼拜很多人都会记了哈。好，我们一起来，来，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，我们上个礼拜唱过了，我们再来复习一下。我想大家都会唱了，我们来唱一遍哈。那个这样子了，姐妹先唱一遍，然后弟兄唱一遍，好不好？OK， 我来起一个音，你们一起来唱。
神爱，神爱世人，甚至将他的。
OK， 来。
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生儿子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
好，姐妹唱得很好，来，我们弟兄一起来哈，来。
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生儿子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，不至灭亡，反得永生。
好，这是圣经里面最重要的一句话，就是神爱世人。
The most important key word in the Bible is God loved the whole world.
好，那我们再打开以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
在新约的以弗所书。270面，在新约270面，以弗所书第二章，我们念第八节到第九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
Ephesians 2:8-9. 好，我们恭敬的心来念神话，一起来。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。好，我们再读一遍哈，我们再来一起来。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。好，那我们再翻到罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第五章，我们念第一节到第十一节。
Chapter 5:1-11。
罗马书在新约的214面，新约的214面。
Romans 5:1-11。
罗马书第五章，我们念第一节到第十一节。我们请弟兄来念第一节到第五节，姐妹从第六节念到第十一节。
All the brothers.We'll read from the verse 1 to 5 and the sisters from 6 to 11.
好，罗马书第五章第一节到第十一节。好，我们请弟兄先来，一起来。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。我们又借着他因信得进入现在所占这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵 将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。已经读到这里，让我们低头祷告。父神啊，我们感谢你，在这个早晨，你仍然真是给我们生命气息。你是那位永远到永远的神，你的爱是从永远也到永远。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你让我们在世上虽然是短短的年日，但是我们因着你的爱，我们能够抓住永恒。我们能够与你永恒真正发生的直接的关系，让我们因着认识你，我们知道我们在世上我们的身份，我们的地位，我们该做什么，往哪里去。主啊，谢谢你这样大的恩典。 Father, we thank you that this morning that we can come to this place. We thank you for your love, your eternal love, infinity love that granted to us through our Lord Jesus Christ.Thank you to let us live on earth. And thank you that through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can come to know you. We, our life, can in contact with you, your life, your eternal life living in us, so that we can have eternal life. Father, we thank you so much that your name worthy of our praise. You are our Lord, our Savior. You are the creator of the whole universe. We thank you that you also...You want to be our personal God, personal friend. Thank you. What we have a Savior, have a friend like you. Although may this morning that you silence our heart, keep our focus on Jesus, our Lord, so that you speak to us, that we will know that you what to turn in our life, to make the right decision for you, for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.好，上个礼拜我们谈到什么叫做真爱。
Last week we talked about what is true love.
这个无限全能的神，他愿意将那完全的满足的爱赐给我们这些不配的在世上的罪人。
This infinite God, he is willing to bestow his complete love to all of us who are unworthy of his love.
这种爱是宇宙间最伟大的爱。
This is the greatest love in the world.
是宇宙永恒者对我们这些在世上渺小的这么微小的人的爱。
This is the love for the Almighty God.
那今天我们要来谈谈神的恩典是什么。
Today we are to talk about God's grace.
圣经告诉我们，我们都是罪人。
Because in the Bible it tells us that we are all sinners.
因为罪使我们跟这位圣洁的神能够隔绝了。
Because the things we have, we are separate from this holy God.
因为他是宇宙所有生命的源头。
Because he is the source of the all.
当我们的生命跟他断绝的时候，那么的结局自然是要沉沦，就要灭亡。
When we are cut off from him, then we are facing the destruction.
但是神因着爱，他却赐下他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
Through his love, that he sent his one and only son to this world.
他在十字架上为我们成就了救恩。
On the cross, he fulfilled the salvation.
他承受罪的刑罚。
He bear all the things.
圣经告诉我们，他本来是无罪的，但是他替我们成为罪。
In the Bible it tells us that he was a sin, he didn't have sin, but because of us, he bear all our sins.
他担当世人所有的罪债。
He paid all the debts for us.
圣经告诉我们，他就是神的代罪的羔羊。
He is the lamb for us.
他完成了救赎的工价。
He fulfilled the redemption.
为人开出了一条。能够得救的唯一能够得救的一条门路
he opened the only one way to be saved.
是信靠他的人最能够得到赦免
so whoever believes in him will be saved.
让我们这些本来跟神作对的能够借着耶稣的宝血 我们能够跟神重新的和好，那个成为像朋友，他成为我们的天父，我们成为他的儿女。
And through the reconciliation, we become His friend.
叫我们从死亡进入永生，咱们本来是黑暗的，能够进入神的国度，光明的国度里面。
We cross over from the death to life, from the darkness to light.
那什么叫做恩典呢
？What is grace?
我们感谢刚刚徒弟兄已经讲过了，恩典就是我们本来不配得的，但是呢， okay. 他却给我们。
What is grace? Grace is something that you're not.You don't deserve to have, but He gives to us.
虽然呢，我们不配得的福分，不配得的礼物，但是神愿意赐给人。
It's a blessing or the gifts we are not worthy of it, but He gives.
他愿意白白的赐给那些愿意接受的人。
He gives freely to anyone who is willing to accept.
你知道礼物对我们收礼物的人来讲是免费的，不要花任何钱。
When you receive the gift, it's free. You don't need to pay for it.
但是礼物就不是说你一定你要付的，就是对那个买的人送你的人，也许他付了很高的代价。
Maybe the person who purchased the gift, he paid greatly.
所以恩典就是神白白的、免费的要把他的这个救恩，把他的这个这样的一个礼物，这样的一个我们不配得的这样的福分赐给我们。
Grace is a salvation that God gave us freely.
所以刚刚我们读了以弗所书第二章第八节第九节，那里这么说，告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩，因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
From the Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8-9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not for yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
得救，我们到神那里去，不是靠我们自己的努力。
When we go before God,It's not because the work we've done.
也不是因为我们比别人好。
Not because we are better than someone else.
不是说我们以为我们自己够好了，我们做得够好了，神给我们奖赏说好了，你可以到西天来，到天堂来。
Not because we have done such a great job and God rewarded to us.
也不是因为我们做了多少好事，我们赚来的，我们自己配得的，能够到神那里去。
Not because we earn it, and we pay a lot of price for that.
换句话，不是靠行善，也不靠我们修行立功的方法能够到神那里去。
It's not by your own good deeds.
所以圣经告诉我们，如果靠我们自己的行为来到神那里去，那我们就会夸，我们免得我们自夸。
Because in the Bible it tells us, if it is done by our works, then we can boast.
这个恩典是神在耶稣基督里面，就是主耶稣的宝血，他独生子的宝血，在那宝血里面所造成的、所成就的。
This grace, it is.Done by Jesus' precious blood.
是无价的。
It's priceless.
是非常非常极贵重的。
It's very precious.
是没有人能够付得起的。
Nobody can afford it.
但是他却愿意赐给那些白白的赐给那些愿意接受的人。
But he is willing to give those this precious gift to the one who is willing to receive.
在英文讲，我们常常讲，我们英文讲一句话说，这个救恩 is not for sale.
In the Bible, it tells us the salvation is not for sale.
而且是 not cheap, it's very expensive.
And it's very expensive, not cheap at all.
但是却是 free 的，却是免费的。
Yet it is free.
我们的神，主耶稣为我们付了极重的代价。
Our God, Jesus Christ, He paid dearly for that.
谈到神的恩典，就离不开十字架。
When we talk about God's grace, we can never separate it from the cross.
恩典是神主动的。提供罪人与他和好的一个机会。
Grace is God actively provided the opportunity to all those sinners.
在十字架的面前，在十字架那里，使人跟神重新和好。
Before cross, that's a place that we reconcile to God.
使人跟神之间破碎的关系能够再一次能够修好。
The broken relationship we had with God, we reconcile to Him.
也是我们人跟人之间能够和平相处。
Also, it is a place that we can live peacefully between human beings.
所以没有十字架就没有真正的和平。
That's why without the cross, there's no true peace.
许多人常回想过去说，如果我重新再来一次的话，那我就这样做，我就那样做。
People often always say that if I can do it all over again, I'll do this and do that.
我就会走这条路，我不会走原来另外那条路。
I'll take this way instead of that one.
所以恩典是神继续给世人能够到他面前的机会。
God's grace is continuously to give people a chance to come before him.
对没有信主的人来说的话，就是一个得救的机会。
For those unsaved, it's a chance to be saved.
给我们世人，给这些世人有悔改、有归向他的机会。
Give us a chance to repent, to go before, to turn our way to his way.
借着这些爱主的弟兄姐妹，到外面去邀请人来听福音，来参加聚会，让他们有机会能够与神重新和好。
Those brothers and sisters, they go out to invite people to believe in God. So we have a chance to reconcile with him.
让人能够重新建立跟这位全能的神生命的关系。
So we can reestablish the relationship with this God.
那么对已经信主的基督徒而言是什么代表什么意思呢？
But what does it mean for those who really believe?
神给我们侍奉他的恩典，给我们能够为他而活的恩典。
He gave us a grace to serve him, to live for him.
让我们能够侍奉他。
So we can serve him.
所以叫做恩上加恩。
So to add grace on grace.
神一次再一次的把这样的机会赐给世上所有的人。
Repeatedly, he gives us this kind of chance, this kind of grace.
即使我们过去我们有软弱，我们有失败，我们有悖逆，我们有伤神的心，但是我们愿意回到他的面前，神永远的要把这样的恩典来赐给我们，愿意接纳我们。
Although in the past maybe we disappointed him to rebel against him, but God always gives us a grace to come back to him again.
在神有无限的恩典在他那里，所以呢，你看会幕里面那个最里面至圣所里面，神的宝座那个位置叫做施恩的宝座。
He gave us this infinite grace, like just like in the temple we had the throne of grace.
神愿意向人多多的施恩。
He wants to give us, and also continues to give us the grace.
只要他，我们愿意来到他的面前，他就愿意向我们施恩。
As long as we are willing to come before him, he will bestow his grace on us.
所以这里有得救的恩典，有侍奉神，有行道的恩典。
So the grace has the grace of salvation and grace of serving.
但是这个恩典是人还在活着的，在世上的时候才有的，人一过世了就没有了。
This grace only applies when you are still alive in this world. Once you are dead, it's finished.
在人在世上存活的日子，神积极借着不同的机会来希望人能够听福音，能够归向他。
For the days of your life in this world, God continues to bestow His grace for us.
那对于信主的，神积极给我们有侍奉他、为他而活的机会。
For us already believed, He gives us grace to serve Him.
所以我们可以想想，我们当时我们是什么样得救的
？Let's think of us.Think about it. How did we, how were we saved?
都是神的恩典。
It's all by His grace.
当然，每个人得救的年龄不一样，这个过程不同。但你想想，我们本来是罪人，但是神过去几十年，那很奇妙的就带领我们来到这个地方，或者在别的地方，我们就能够信靠他。
Although the process would be different, but through His grace, we are being saved.
当一个人能够真正的明白圣洁的神，既然差遣他最爱的独生的爱子。为我们在十字架上舍了，我们这样才能明白什么叫做奇异恩典。
Only when we understand this great God, He died on the cross for us, then we start to understand what is amazing grace.
罗马书第五章，我们刚刚所读的第一节到十一节里面，我们看到使徒保罗他用另一个角度来描述什么叫做神的恩典。
Romans chapter five, we just read a while ago.Paul gave us a definition of what is grace.
在第五章第十节这里说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的圣得救了。
Romans 5:10, for it who were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, should we be saved through his life?
神的恩典就是神主动的提供人悔改。回到他面前的机会。
God's grace is that He actively provides a way for us to turn, to go back to Him.
在创世纪里面，我们都知道很清楚的这个故事，我们的始祖亚当夏娃的故事。
In the book of Genesis, we all know it very clearly about our forefather Adam.
在伊甸园里面，你知道伊甸园那个情况可以说是完全美好，一个差不多可以说是个 perfect 的一个 condition， 人住在里面。
In the garden that God provided, it was a perfect condition for the human being to live.
但神给亚当夏娃有自由，给我们人类有自由选择的这个意志，自由选择的机会。
But God gave Adam the free will to choose.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌《选择由我》，就是 给神给人这样的自由意志，能够去做选择。
Just as the song we just sang a while ago, the choice is mine. He gives us a free will to choose.
我们选择，给我们选择顺服神，或者是不顺服神。
We can choose to be obedient to God or to go against Him.
耶和华神跟亚当夏娃说：“园子里面所有的这个水果，你们都可以吃，只有一颗啊，在园子中间那一棵善恶树，你们不能吃。”
God told Adam that you can eat everything in the world, in the garden except one tree. That is a tree.The good and evil.
但是亚当夏娃却偏偏的选择那一颗，去把它吃了。
But he chose to eat that tree.
你知道，这已经看到我们人的一个悖逆的一个本相。
Here he gave it a picture of our sinful nature.
你这个可以试验一下，如果小孩子你跟他讲那个东西不要碰，不要碰，不要碰的话，他一定偏偏非常有兴趣，他一定要跑去碰。
If you tell a little child that don't touch that thing, for sure he is going to go there and touch it.
亚当夏娃吃了禁果，
they ate the forbidden fruit.
他们得罪了神，
they sin against God.
所以死就临到我们人的身上，
That's why the death fell upon our human being.
罪也进入我们的人，让我们每一个人就是成为罪人。
And the sins come into our heart.
而且亚当夏娃他们要汗流满面才能够糊口，
And also they had to sweat of their blood in order to eat the fruit from the
而且从土里，我们人是神用土来造了，照着那形象吹口气，所以我们仍然要归回尘土。
为
什么一生要劳苦筹款才能够糊口？
They had to work very hard in order to have food to eat.
这就是他们就是犯罪的后果。
This is the consequence of sins.
但是神不是这样就完了，神仍然给亚当夏娃有第二次的机会。
But God justHe didn't just finish right over there. He gave them the second chance.
在早晨清晨的时候，耶和华神就来到园中，喊这个亚当夏娃，你们在哪里？你们在哪里
？So early in the morning, God went to the garden and called their name. Where are you?
他们怕见神，他们害羞。
They were afraid to see God. They were ashamed of themselves.
但是神仍然来爱心的，来慈爱的天父仍然来呼召他们，愿他们能够悔改，能够回头。
Heavenly Father still calling, giving the chance to repent.
所以神就用羊皮做了皮衣，把他们穿上。
So God made the garments of skin and clothed them.
所以第一次我们看到在圣经里面，人类看到这个羊要死，那个皮衣能够穿到人的身上，这是代表耶稣基督代罪的羔羊。
So this is the first time recorded in the Bible that the sheep is going to be killed and to take over our sins.
第二个，在这段经文里面也告诉我们，神的恩典就是神看到人类失落的境况。
Also, God he saw us we are lost.
所以他愿意怜悯世上的人。
So he wants to show his mercy to the people in this world.
我们来读这个罗马书第三章第十节到第十二节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12.
罗马书第三章第十节到十二节。
Romans 3:10-12.
在新约两百十二面。好，三章，罗马书三章十节到第十二节，我们一起来。没有义人，连一个也没有。没有明白的，也没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。没有行善的，连一个也没有。好，这里让我们看到，这里告诉我们，神说在世上一个义人也没有。
Here it tells us there's no one who is righteous.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
我们人人在圣洁的神面前都是罪人。
Before this holy God, we are all sinners.
那我们看同一章里面三章的第二十三节。
Same book.Chapter 3, verse 23.
好，我们一起来念，在同一本书里面。好，一起来，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。好，这里让我们看到这个罪在人的当中所产生的一个非常严重性。
Here we can see how terrible the sin can create the consequence among the people.
我问大家一个问题了，你们知道宇宙中最宝贵的是什么东西？
Let me ask you a question. What is the most precious things in this whole world?
有没有人知道我们宇宙中宇宙那么大那么多东西，到底最宝贵的是什么东西？
What is the most precious things in this whole world or universe?
阳光是很宝贵，对不对？
Sunlight.
不是，我在神的眼中里面最宝贵的是什么呢？ OK， 是我们人，就是我们，因为就是宝贵的灵魂。
From God's viewpoint, the most precious things in this world is a human being.
那么在人类里面，代价最高的是什么东西？你们想想，要付最高的代价的是什么呢？
Among the peoples, what is the things that you have paid the heaviest price?
罪的哦，有人讲罪 ，OK， 罪是可以说是价钱是最高的。
And sins is something that you had to pay dearly.
为什么呢？因为主耶稣要解决我们人类罪，这个无限的神要无价的、贵重的宝血为我们死在十字架上，才能付清。
Because this Almighty God, He had to shed His precious blood in order to take away the sins.
你看，神比宇宙万有都大，但是他竟然为人类的罪要付上他自己的宝血。
This Almighty God, He is above the whole universe, but he was willing to shed His precious blood for all of us.
借着他的贵重的宝血，才能解决我们罪的问题。
Through His precious blood, then our sin will be forgiven.
而且罪一定会造成一些伤害。
And the sins will produce some harmful things for us.
我们今天早晨在主日学里面，在我那一班里面，我们读。这个诗篇第五十一篇，那你能看我们，让我们看到罪伤害自己、伤害别人、伤害我们的家人，也伤害神。
From the Psalm 51, that this morning for the Sunday school, that when someone committed sins, not only he hurt himself, he hurt God and also his family.
那罪的定义，很多人晓得了，就是英文讲的 miss the target.
And the definition for the sin is that is to miss the target.
就是以前希腊文里面。这个在这个奥林匹克运动的时候，他们射箭没有射中红心，就是叫做罪的意思。他们就喊，如果是你知道，他们都很多观众在那里啊，射箭以前射箭呢是最在奥林匹克以前的话，射箭是最高的，最这个最高潮的时候，可是最热闹的，那个是他们在比这些武术里面是最高的。
In the Greek, that when they shoot the archery, that when you miss the target, when they consider that's the definition of sin.
所以他们在射箭的时候，如果没有射中，那观众就想 sin， 就大家叹一口声，就说 sin， S I N。
So when they miss the target, the audience will say sin， S I N。
换句话说，我们没有达到神公义的标准，就是罪的意思。
In other words, we didn't reach the goal that God set it for us. That is sin.
那我们人人都是罪人，那罪可以说有两种不同的罪。
There are two different kinds of sins.
一种是罪行。
It's the nature of sin.
罪行就是外表表现出来的，这些叫罪行。有好有坏，罪行有五十步笑一百步的。
It's something that you can show it outwardly.
我们说小谎也有，但是我没有杀过人，也没有做过更大的坏事情。
And I'm sorry.
就是小罪有，也许大罪行可能少一点。
We may commit the small transgressions, but probably not a severe one.
但是呢，只是多少大小的一个区别而已。
But the difference is how big or how small or how many times you commit.
那我们知道罪行这些律法，我们看到这交通规则都是在就是在 deal 我们的罪行。
Like all the traffic regulation actually is deal with the sinful nature.
啊，另外一个就是罪性，就在我们内心里面的，这个很不容易被人家看见，也不容易被察觉的。
And the other thing is the character of your sins. That is something inside your heart that people cannot see it from outside.
就是那种犯罪的一个倾向。
It is a situation when you commit the sin.
比如说我们嫉妒了、恼恨了、不良的心思意念呢，我们不良的动机。
It is that when you jealous somebody or you have ungodly thinking in your heart.
所以说，你说你看那个女人，你动了一念，你就是犯了奸淫罪。
Jesus said that when you see a woman and you have the wrongful thinking in your heart, you already commit adultery.
如果你恨一位弟兄，你等于杀了人。
If you hate your brothers, then it's equivalent to you commit a murder.
你知道我们人是看外貌，神却看我们的内心。
We people like to judge people by the appearance, but God looks inside our heart.
所以这是一个犯罪的一个倾向，一个犯罪的一个本性。
So this is the nature of the of sins.
人类历史是一个罪所产生的一个堕落的一个历史。
Our human history is a history of sins.
你知道坏的事情，我们都不用学的，打人骂人都不用学的，自然就会了。
For those bad things, we don't need to learn. We automatically know how to do it.
但是好的事情呢、啊，要用功读书啊，忍耐啊。这个要道德啊，有善行啊，都是要受管教啊，要去学校上学啊，教官要管啊，才父母亲要管，才能做一点点好事情出来。
And for the good things that we are supposed to do, that is something that to be patient, to study hard. We require our parents to discipline us in order to do a little bit good things.
那这人内心的隐藏在里面的内心的罪这个问题，你知道科学家没办法解决。
The things that are hidden in our heart, it cannot be solved by the scientists.
政治家也没办法解决。
Even the politicians, they cannot.
连宗教家
，evangelist, they couldn't solve this either.
我们知道回教是全世界三大宗教之一。
We know Buddhism is one of the three religions, great religions in the world.
这回教里面告诉人说，这个一个人可以娶四个妻子。
In the Muslim, it tells the people that each man can have four wives.
你知道创办人这个穆罕默德他自己娶了十几个妻子。
The forefather of Muslims, he had 17 wives.
More than 10 wives.
Ten.
每次要娶的时候，他是说这是神的旨意。
Every time he was going to take another new wife, he always said, "This is God's will."
你看，人可以犯罪，也可以用宗教的名义去犯罪。
See, when people commit sin, they can sin in the name of religion.
在整个圣经里面看到神的心意，就是一夫一妻。我们常讲的，一夫一妻一世的一个关系。
But in the Bible, that to have one husband, one wife is God's will.
你知道，当这个穆罕默德要死的时候，他就把他的继承人都叫来。
When the Muhammad he was dying, that he called his people before him.
他说：“你们千万不要以为我可以救你们。”
He told them that don't ever think that I'm able to save you.
你们要努力的行善，也许神会喜欢你们，把你们带到天堂去。
You had to do good work, a good deeds, so God may like you and bring you to heaven.
你看这个回教的教主，他死的时候，他不晓得，他没办法确定他可以上天堂去。
See, this is the founder of the Muslim, and he wasn't sure when he was dying that he was able to go to heaven.
这就是其他所有的宗教都是这样。如果靠修行行善够好了，上西天；但是呢，谁晓得怎么样叫够好了？
This is the picture of all other religions that you had to do good deeds.If you do good enough, maybe you'll go to heaven, but nobody is for sure.
但是我们的主耶稣基督在十字架的时候，他说：“父啊，你赦免他们。”
But our Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them."
他是以救赎主的一个身份，在神的面前向人求恩。
He used his Savior's status to say to people.
世界上最有名的这个哲学家就是苏格拉底。我们大家知道希腊的苏格拉底。
The most famous philosopher,
Socrates. 他要死的时候，他最后讲了一句话，他把他学生找来，他对他们讲一句话。
On his deathbed, and he called his students before him.
他最得意的一个学生，他跟他讲说，他说、啊、我欠人家一只公鸡啊，你要替我去还。这是他最后讲的一句话。
And he told one of his beloved students, "I owe somebody a cock, and you had to repay that."
苏格拉底要死的时候，他要人家替他去还债。
Before he died, he wants somebody to pay his debt.
但是我们的主耶稣基督，他是为全世界的世人还所有的罪债。
But our God Jesus Christ, he paid all the debts for everyone in the world.
这些人跟主耶稣就是永远没办法相比的。
Those people really cannot compare our Jesus Christ.
我们内心的罪，我们只有自己知道，只有神知道。
The sins we committed, only yourself and God know it.
罪是我们人类最基本、最严重的一个问题。
Sin is our most basic and most severe.
我们刚刚讲过，罪是我们跟神断绝的关系。
Because the sins we committed, we are separate from God.
所以断绝的关系，离开了父家。离开了永恒的神的面前，那我们就变成失落，像浪子一样，就说失落了。
Because the sins we committed, so we become lost.
所以以弗所书第二章第十二节那里告诉我们，因为我们是在如果没有信主是在 诸约之外，在神的应许之外，神的恩典之外，活在世上没有指望，没有神。
So in the Ephesians, it tells us that because of sins, we live without hope, without God in the world.
那么这就是一个人类一个罪的一个所产生的一个失落的一个状态。
This is all because of sins we committed, and this is the situation we are in.
失落的状态使我们人处在一个非常危险、非常可怜的情况，可怜的情况。
Because we are lost, we live in a very pitiful and dangerous situation.
圣经告诉我们，这样的情况是没有指望，因为我们没有神的缘故。
In the Bible, it tells us that we have no hope because we don't have God.
然后，全能的神爱我们的主耶稣基督，他却愿意帮助我们脱离这样的恶劣的一个情况。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, He is willing to help us.To get away this kind of situation.
第三个神的恩典，就是当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们在神的面前，我们就因信称义。
Thirdly, that when we God's grace is that we are justified by His by the faith.
你们在罗马书里面看到常常提到因信称义这四个字。
In the book of Romans, you see very often that this word justified by faith.
因信称义就是罗马书的，可以说保罗写罗马书里面的一个中心的一个主题之一。
This is a key thought.In the book of Romans, justified by faith.
在我们所读的刚刚罗马书第五章第一节，这里这么说：我们既因信称义，即借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第五章第九节那里说：现在我们既靠着他的血称义，更重要的就借着他的免去神的愤怒。
And verse 9 says, Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more should we be saved from God's wrath through him?
这里提到我们靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们才能够称义。那称义的意思是什么呢？
Here it tells us through his precious blood that we'll be justified.
称义的意思就是算我们无罪的意思。
What does it mean when you say justified? That means he doesn't count our sins anymore.
我们得救。我们得救之前，我们是罪人，我们是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Before we are saved, we are just a sinner.
只是我们的罪，耶稣基督替我们担当了。
But Jesus Christ bear all our sins.
所以这个称义啊，这个是可以说是一个法院的一个法官宣布的一个名词。
So justified actually you can apply in the court when judge say that.
就宣判，这个称义的意思就是宣告无罪。
That the judge he proclaimed that you are sinless, you have no sin.
所以我们本来就该死的，本来是死刑犯。
Originally, we deserved death.
但是基督替我们死了，所以我们不用再死。
But since Jesus Christ, He died for us, we don't have to die again.
或者我们原来是做罪的奴隶，但是现在主耶稣用他的宝血把我们买赎了出来，我们就自由了，我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Originally, we are slaves of our sins.But he redeemed us, so we are no longer slaves.
或者罪像我们欠很多钱欠债一样，但是主耶稣用他的宝血替我们付清了，所以我们不再欠人的债，那我们就可以自由了。
Or is that something that you owe people a lot of money, but God redeemed us, so we don't own it anymore?
所以当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，耶稣就在十字架的宝血对这些相信的人就产生了功效。
So the moment when you believe in Jesus Christ, His precious blood become effective.
但是对不相信耶稣基督人拒绝十字架救恩的人，那么这个宝血对他一点功效都没有，一点关系都没有。
But for those who refuse the salvation, then this precious blood has nothing to do with him.
那这样仍然要为他自己的罪来死，来受神的惩罚。
And so he still had to deal with his own sins and bear the consequence of the sins.
死的意思就是分开的意思。
Death means separation.
圣经上告诉我们两种死，一种是肉体的死，就是当我们的灵魂跟肉体分开的那一刹那，叫做医生宣布说这个人已经死了。
And in the Bible, we call there's one death is that when your soul and your flesh separate.
第二个死是灵魂的死，就是永死，就是当我们跟神永远分开的时候，那个时候就是到地狱里面，就是永远孤单的时候。
The second kind of death is you are separate from God forever. That's the time you go to hell.
神给人类始祖亚当夏娃有第二次的机会。
Our God gave Adam second chance.
他今天仍然给我们世人有第二次的机会。
Today He is still giving you a second chance.
主耶稣就是神给人的第二次的机会。
Jesus Christ is God give us is the one that God gave us a second chance.
耶稣是神给人的最宝贵的礼物。
Jesus Christ is the most precious gift that God gives to us.
所以什么叫得救呢？当我们接受耶稣来刹那，到底是发生什么事情呢？
What is being saved? What happened when the moment that you accept Jesus Christ?
第一个就是公义的神宣告我们无罪。
It's the right first is this righteous God. He proclaimed that we have no sin.
因为有他的儿子替我们死了。
Because his beloved son already died for us.
第二个就是在我们接受主的时候，慈爱的天父接纳我们成为他的儿女。
It's second is the moment we accept him, our dear father, he accept us.
我们成为他家中的一份子，我们成为天国的子民，我们就能够喊这位创造天地的真神，唯一的真神，独一的救主，成为我们的阿爸父神。
It is that when we are saved, that moment he accept us, become a member of his family, and we can call him Abba Father.
第三个是当我们接受主的那一刹那，主耶稣基督借着圣灵就住在我们的心里面。
The thirdly is the moment when we accept him, that the Holy Spirit will reside in our heart.
而且他也住进来，永远不再分开，永远不再离开。
Once the Holy Spirit resides in our heart, he will never leave us again.
而且他一生一世。常常在我们的心中安慰我们，引导我们，在我们的身边来带领我们，来兼顾我们，供应我们一切的需要。
And for all the days of our lives, this Holy Spirit will strengthen us, to comfort us, to guide us.
他也成为我们最好的朋友。
And he will become our best friend.
我们随时随地24小时，我们任何时候任何事情，我们都可以告诉他，在神没有难成的时候，他都可以帮助我们。
Every moment you can tell him something, becauseThere's nothing too difficult for God.
所以离开了主耶稣就没有第二次的机会。
So when you stay away from Jesus Christ, you lose your second chance.
离开十字架的救赎，人类就没有得救的希望。
When you leave the redemption of cross, then you don't have any hope.
离开十字架就没有神的救恩，神的恩典。
When you leave the cross, then you don't have his salvation.
约翰福音十四章第六节告诉我们，主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”若不是借着我，就不能到神那里去。
From the John 14:6, Jesus said, "I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
他是唯一的一条道路，唯一道门，唯一道桥，可以到神那里去的，独一的、唯一的门路。
He is the way to go to the Father.
使徒行传第四章十二节这么说：除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别人可以靠着得救的。
Acts 4:12 says salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
所以我们得救完全是神的恩典。
So who we are saved is totally by God's grace.
所以那里我们读了，刚刚读了以弗所书二章第八节，我们得救是本乎恩，就是神的恩典，因着我们的信，我们愿意接受，就白白的临到我们的身上。
So for the Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says it is by grace that we have been saved.
第四个神的恩典是什么呢？神的恩典就当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，神就把我们摆在他的恩典之中。
What is God's grace is the moment when we believe in that He will put us in His grace.
我们不仅进入他的恩典，而且我们站在他的恩典之中，他一生一世用他的恩典来包围着我们，围住我们。
Not only we enter into the grace, also we stand in His grace.
这个恩典是我们从得救开始。但是一生一世，他一直随着我们。
This grace is the moment that starting from the moment we accepting our Savior, and it will follow for the day for the rest of our life.
而且，当我们愿意顺服他的话，我们愿意谨守他的话，愿意这个为他侍奉他的时候，神的恩典要多而更多的临到我们的身上。
And also, when we keep His words, and also we have a willing heart to serve Him.Then he will add more grace on us.
诗篇六十五篇第十一节这么说：“你以恩典为连续的冠冕，你的路径都地下的自由。”
From the Psalms 65 verse 11, it says, "You crown the year with your bounty, and your hearts overflow with abundance."
我们感谢神，刚刚徒弟兄带我们带了那个读了这一节了。
We thank God that brother too led us to read this verse a while ago.
在新约的圣经里面。提到恩典这两个字大概也超过100次之多。
In the New Testament, it mentioned at least 100 times about grace.
我们看到这个恩典这个字是非常非常的重要。
It is a very important word in the Bible.
当然讲到恩典有两种不同的恩典。
There are two different kinds of grace.
一种是叫做普遍性的恩典。
It is a general, general grace.
普遍神恩典是神给世上所有的人的，比如阳光、雨水、空气，神把这些给世上活在他世上的所有的人。
The first one is general terms, just like the sunlight, air that God gives to all every one of us.
那我们这些都不要付钱的，但是我们以前我们从来不会想说神啊，我感谢你，因为我们不感谢他，这也是罪的其中之一。
And those are something that we never realized before. If you we never give thanks to Him for those things. If you don't give thanks to God, it's a sin too.
另外就是特别的恩典。
The other one is a special kind of grace.
特别恩典就我们刚刚讲过的，耶稣基督就是神特别的恩典，他成为我们的救赎主，他来为我们舍命。
The special kind of grace is Jesus Christ. He became our Savior. He died for us.
所以恩典是神给人的第二次的机会。
So grace is a second chance that God gives to a gift to all of us.
没有信主的人，神借着其他人一直来看我们，请我们来参加聚会。
For those unbelievers, through brothers and sisters, they repeatedly invite you to come to worship Him.
那信主成为神的儿女，有时候我们也不听话，有时候伤神的心。
Even for the believers, sometimes we hurt our father's heart.
但是我们回到他的面前的时候，他就把更多的恩典就临到我们的身上。
But when we turn our way and back to our Father, He will bestow more grace on us.
所以，当我们一生，我们活在神的恩典当中。
So all of this, our life, we live under His grace.
而且我们要走在恩典的当中。
We have to walk in the grace.
不要走在神的爱的外面，神的恩典的外面。
Don't walk outside of His grace.
我们要与他同心，能与他同行。
We have to walk with Him.
我们要跟着我们的大牧人耶稣基督，跟着他的脚中来行。
We have to follow His staff, our great shepherd.
而且我们也不要辜负神给我们这么大的恩典。
And also, do not hurt His heart. When He gives us this great grace.
亲爱的同学朋友们，
My dear friends,
你有没有预备好来见神的面呢？
Are you well prepared to see our Father?
有人以为我只要做好事啊，我就可以上天堂。
Some people they think that if they have a good deeds, do good works, then they can go to heaven.
Anyway, 神是一个 good guy. 为什么我做好事，他怎么会把我送到地狱里面去？
Anyway, since God He is a good guy, how can He send me to the hell if I do good deeds?
我们之所以到地狱里面，是因为我们罪的缘故。我们跟这位生命的源头分开，像氧气一样，我们断掉，我们自然就要灭亡。
The reason we go to hell because we are separate from this God.
那如果我们靠好事能够到天上去，那我们什么才叫够好呢？
If we go to heaven because of good deeds, then what kind of standard you should reach in order to go to heaven?
谁来定这个标准呢？
Who set this kind of standard?
这样是没有把握的。
Then you have no assurance.
所以我刚刚讲过，世界上的宗教靠行为得胜的，靠修行的，要得救的，都是落在这个情况之中。
And there are many religions in this world. They all fall into this kind of trap that you have to do good deeds in order to go to heaven.
如果我们没有接受耶稣基督做我们的救主，
If we don't accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,
那么一生所谓所做的一些好事，将来我们会发现一点都不能帮助我们，一点都不能使我们得救到神那里去。
Then one day you will realize that all the good deeds you do in this life is not going to help you at all.
因为我们有限的罪人不能够达到这个，只靠自己的努力来达到无限的这位神那里，有限的也没办法达到无限。
Because we as a sinner, we are limited. We cannot reach to the infinite God's place.
基督教是无限的，来临到我们有限的当中。无限的神从无限的当中来到我们有限的人类历史地理里来。
Christianity is regarding the unlimited God. He comes into us who are limited.
他是无限的神，他是无所不在、无所不能的神。他愿意来到我们人类历史来成为人，有肉体的，为我们才能够为我们死在十字架上。
This Almighty God, He is willing. He was willing to come down from heaven to the earth in order to save us.
所以得救就是接受神所提供我们的白白的恩典。
So to be saved is to accept the grace that God gave us freely.
得救就是接受神给我们最宝贵的礼物。
To be saved is to accept the most precious gift that God gives to us.
那这个恩典，这个礼物就是耶稣基督。
And this grace is Jesus Christ, this gift.
世上的礼物，我们有时候可有可没有都没有关系。
There are many gifts in this world that it doesn't make any difference if you don't accept it.
但是有一件礼物，如果我们拒绝了，我们永远一生一世永远要后悔。
But there's one particular kind of gift that if you reject it, you are going to regret the rest of your life.
所以没有十字架就没有神的恩典。
So So if there's no cross, there's no salvation.
没有耶稣基督就没有十字架。
If there's no Jesus Christ, then there is no cross.
亲爱的同学朋友们
，My dear friends，
宗教不是人真正的需要。
Religion is not what we need the most.
人真正的需要是救恩。
What we need the most is salvation.
你知道这里有一个故事，我看一下那个唐崇文牧师他讲了一个故事，他说有一个人啊。跟父亲好久没有见面的时候，他父亲就去看看他。
And the pastor time, he told a story. He said there was a guy he didn't see his father for a long time, so he decided to see his father.
所以他说爸爸来了，那就是请爸爸坐啊，坐好，他就给爸爸倒了两杯这个茶在那里，一杯给他，给他爸爸，一个给他自己。
So when the father and son met together, and he offered two cups of tea, one for his father and One for himself.
所以他一边躺一边就用那个汤匙要搅了以后他就喝一口。
So when they were talking, he used his spoon to stir the tea and he took a sip.
他觉得不甜。
And he felt that the tea wasn't sweet enough.
所以他又搅了几次他又喝一口他又觉得摇摇头说这个还是不甜。
So he stirred the tea again and he took another sip and it still wasn't sweet enough.
所以他父亲就对他说。
So his father told him,
他说：“你不用搅了，因为你没有放糖。”
He said, "You don't bother to stir the tea anymore because you didn't put sugar inside."
你知道我们人生一样，我们也盼望我们能够过一个美妙、一个有意义的人生。
This is just like the picture we are facing now. We have the desire to live a good life.
像音乐一样，有这个高低，有这个顿挫，高低的顿挫这样子，那能够有美妙的音乐。
It's just the music that you have high and low notes.
而且有一个和谐的一个调子。
And you want a melody, a harmonious melody.
那为什么我们不能够得到这个呢？
And how come we cannot receive it?
就是因为生命的主宰不在里面。
Because the creator of your life is not inside your heart.
赦罪的平安我们也没有经历到。
We don't have the peace.
耶稣基督的救恩跟我们没有关系。
And God's salvation has nothing to do with us.
所以今天奉劝各位把糖放进去。
So today I would like to give you advice to put the sugar inside the cup.
把耶稣基督放入你的生命的里面。
To put Jesus Christ inside of your life.
对主耶稣说，主啊，我愿意打开我的心门。这个时候，请你的生命，你就进到我的心里头来。
And say that to Jesus Christ, I'm willing to open my heart.And have your life come into my life.
请你赦免我的罪，请你做我的生命的主，做我的救主。
And to forgive my sins, and you become my, you will control my life.
如果你愿意做这样的祷告，这样的心智，那么你的生命以后后面，你就尝到主恩典的甘甜。
If you are willing to make this kind of decisions, then you will feel you can experience God's grace and His sweetness.
亲爱的同学朋友们。
My dear friends,
今天你能来到这个教堂，都不是偶然的。
Today, when you come here, it's not by coincidence.
基督徒请你来做礼拜，不是因为他们时间太多了。
When those Christians they invite you to come to the church, not because they have so many time to spare.
你说他们也忙，他们也有家子，他们都是很忙的人。
They are all very busy. They have family and they work to take care.
他们也有工作，也有读书。
They have to study. They have job to do.
但是因为他们得到神的恩典太多了。
But because they receive so much grace from God.
所以分一点时间给你们。
That's why they are willing to spend their time with you.
从忙碌的当中，他们愿意花时间出去探访，去看看你们啊，请你们来参加聚会，给你们传福音。
Although they are so busy themselves, but they are willing to go visit you and to ask you to come to the church.
你知道，因为他们知道你的里面有一个非常宝贵的东西。
Because they know inside you has something very precious.
因为你有一个宝贵的灵魂。
Because you have a very precious soul in your body.
神不需要我们，是我们需要神。
We don't need God. He doesn't need you. Actually, it's we are the one who needs God.
教会不需要我，是因为我需要教会。
Not because the church needs you. Rather, it's you need the church.
但是我们常常不知道我们自己的损失，也不知道我们自己在处在一个很危险的情况之中。
But unfortunately, a lot of time we don't know we are in a very dangerous situation.
也不明白人生的意义。
And we don't really understand what's the true meaning of the life.
因为罪的缘故，使我们常常好像昏睡一样，在沉睡当中。
Because the sins, we are just like the people who stay in coma.
所以神差遣这个基督徒去把我们叫醒了，把我们唤醒。
So God, He sends those, He sends those Christians to wake you up.
他叫着基督徒去寻找我们，把我们找出来。
He sends those Christians to seek after you.
以致我们能够有些愿意的，他就来，他就蒙神的呼召，浪子就回头，就能得到这宝贵的救恩。
So the lost son will return and to receive the salvation.
就能回到天父慈爱的天父的面前，能够归家。
So return before the Father.
亲爱的同学朋友们。
My dear friends.
请问你肯不肯离开啊罪的捆绑
？Are you willing to stay away from the from the sins?
主耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
他今天就要拯救你。
He wants to save you today.
你愿不愿意回到他的面前？
Are you willing to come before him?
让他的救恩临到你的身上。
So his salvation can fall upon you.
你肯吗
？Are you willing?
好，让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我今天愿意再给你们一个机会。
Today I would like to give you another chance.
如果你愿意接受耶稣基督宝贵的救恩的。
If you are willing to accept this precious salvation.
你愿意接受神给你最宝贵的礼物的。
If you are willing to accept this most precious gift from God.
你愿意作为你一生最重要的选择。
And you are willing to make the most important decisions in your life.
你愿意跟主耶稣说，主耶稣啊
，If you are willing to tell the Jesus, say, Jesus, my Lord.
这个时候，我愿意打开我的心门。
At this very moment, I'm willing to open my heart.
请你进到我的心里头来。
Please come into my heart.
我愿意接受你做我的救主，做我生命的主。
I'm willing to accept you as my Savior.
如果你有这样的感动的
，If you have this, if you are touched by this,
就你有这样的心智的
，You have this kind of.Decision to make.
请你把你的手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
我愿意为你祷告，感谢神。
And I would like to pray for you.
好，你举起来，你就放下来。
After you raise your hand, you can put it down.
还有哪一位
？Anyone else?
今天神的恩典、神的救恩就要临到你身上。
Today God's grace and His salvation will fall upon you.
我们能够控制的只是现在这个时刻。
What we can control is this very moment.
下一秒钟，明天我们没。可能就不是属于我们的。
Next moment or tomorrow may not belong to us anymore.
救恩就是现在的。
Salvation is right now.
不要失去这一生我们最重要、最宝贵的时刻、宝贵的机会。
Don't lose the most precious moment in your life.
如果你愿意做这样决定的，请你把你的手举起来。
If you are willing, you can raise your hand.
For those who today that you are willing to accept Christ, become your Lord and Savior.I'd like to give you an opportunity to express that your decision. If you do so, can you raise your hand and I will pray for you. 好，还有没有哪一位你愿意接受耶稣做你的救主，做你的主？
Anyone else?
好，让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们请堂弟兄做。